This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks. Capping.
Hello, and welcome to another Player Profile and Projection, our final Player Profile and Projection of the 2024 season, and it is the big man, Aaron Judge. The captain. Exciting one. Thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate it if you've been tuning in and listening and you're ready to go. As Judge is, he's gotten some hits in his last couple at bats, Jake.
Huge. As he is, you know, we had that spring training scare, the spring training beat up, the upper abdominal action wasn't even like a sprain. I don't know, we got to see him play. He played a little left field and center field, so I don't, there will be some topic of discussion there, but the fact that the big fella will be coming out of spring training, playing and healthy to the best of our knowledge, that's kind of all we can ask. And even in his limited action last year, he basically put up a full seasons of work for a lot of other really, really good players. But this guy's been on a warpath the past year and a half. I say the past year and a half. He's been great the past, God, since 2017, since about the start of all this. But the past 2 years, Jim, he's been, like we used to sheepishly say because of some of the weird injuries and stuff, we'd be like, you know, he's one of the best players in the game with like that kind of tone. Past 2 years, it's like, no, he's probably the best right-handed hitter in the game, and he's awesome to watch when he's out there.
I mean, what's his worst year sans 2020? I mean, it's not even a bad year, but like in a normal season, you know, 2019 he got hurt, so the counting stats aren't crazy high, and he didn't play a lot of games, so you can knock him on that. I guess he didn't play a lot of games in 2018 either.
Yeah, that was kind of the...
That
was the stretch.
Yeah.
He got hurt in back-to-back years and then a COVID year, so when you haven't seen a guy play a full season in 3 years, and then, I don't know, like his 2021, again, great season, finished fourth in the MVP, but... He played 148 games. Last year, he played 106, and he basically matched those numbers.
Yeah.
So that's where the past 2 years he has been.
The adjustment he made before the 2022 season, he kept it where the biggest change was breaking balls. It was like sliders, or now he was feasting on them in 2022 when he broke the record. So very fun. Any storylines coming in? Obviously, he had the oblique, the ab strain in spring, and that was worrisome. He has hit since coming back, so up until that point, like, he had two hits in the very first game of spring and then went hitless the next five when he was, like, feeling. He was mid-spring beat up, came back, and in the last four games, he's got, you know, three hits and two doubles. And is fine. So I guess I'm just expecting him to be healthy and good.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten to the dangerous part of spring training where it's dragged on so long that we're kind of looking at stats. But when the regular season starts, if you went 1-for-50 in spring training, but then you open with a 3-for-4, it's all over. And for Aaron Judge, it doesn't matter at all. He's just got to be healthy and out there. I think the storyline's like, we'll see how much of a storyline it's become, but... You'd love to see this guy in left field over Soto from everything we've heard about the Soto scouting report. But I think we only saw one game in left field this spring. They've been weird about that with Judge since forever. Soto's played a lot more left field, but he's not known as a defender, where Judge, we've seen him play center field. Like, it seems like there'd be more of a fit out there. So that's going to be something to watch with Judge, more so just because the Yankees have talked about pressing that button a lot, but he still hasn't played in a regular season game out there, right?
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah. So, again, that's not a topic until it is, but Soto, and he's going to be the center fielder.
Yeah, but Soto didn't play left at all. I think that's out. I think Judge will be in center.
Doogie in left,
and Soto in right. And can that hold up? Obviously, I think it can. Dominguez has to come back and get Judge out of center field, because you can't have that big of a body at that age playing center field when you got so much money and like results tied to him. He can do it. I'm not knocking his ability. He's not Bader, or like he's not going to go fucking crazy and dive, but he is going to get to balls. You know, his five strides are 10 of mine, so he'll get there.
Made a nice catch at the spring training game we were at in center field.
He did. He also enjoyed the crowd. He looks around and talks a lot.
Yeah, he's in it.
Pretty cool of him. Do you have any worry about, not worry, I guess isn't the word at all I should use, but any thoughts on batting order position? He's hit two a lot. And the way that Boone said it, and he said it, was he wanted to hit third. Now, that's 12 less plate appearances. You worried?
It might only be 5 less plate appearances if Juan Soto's in the two hole. So that's where I've been. Again,
those 5 are going to Juan Soto.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Soto truly looks like. And just a reminder to the fans, Juan Soto's worst month of his career every year has been April. That being said, it's still like an 800 OPS or 850 or whatever it is. But what makes Juan Soto so special is he has one of the best eyes to ever play this game. He walks at a crazy level. I think he's led the National League in walks the past 3 years. That Juan Soto gets on base at a level that no young player really has in the game. With Aaron Judge, he gets on base. I mean, we've seen him. His MVP year, he led the AL in on-base percentage at .425. I do think Aaron Judge is a slightly better contact hitter than Juan Soto. So if I'm building a lineup, and it depends a little bit on the leadoff guy, because end of the day, I think balance is more important than if it's Soto or Judge, second or third. You know, if Verdugo's going to lead off, I break up the lefties. You put Judge, you put Soto third, bing, bang. If it's going to be Glaber or DJ or righty in that leadoff spot, then I need to break them up with Soto. So that's what I care about more, and I would say I lean that way in general, just because I do think Aaron Judge is a better hitter of the baseball slightly than Juan Soto.
I haven't thought about that. I don't naturally see them that way. I see Soto being better. I think he makes more contact. I don't know the quality of it, but they're both good. The biggest thing is after them, who protects Judge?
Right.
Because if Rizzo, who we have at this point, haven't seen him return from the lat strain.
He came back today.
Oh, he played in today's game?
Played today.
Nice. Rizzo's back, baby. In the background. How'd he do?
3 home runs.
Hell yeah.
In batting practice.
I think.
Because there were some spring games early on where the Yanks stranded a ton. Where they just like, it was like Judge, Soto, Judge, Rizzo, we're on, and then kind of like then got squandered.
Right.
And I don't believe that they're really top heavy, but Soto is going to have an amazing year if Judge is protecting him and pitchers act on that. He's going to have 420,000 on base percentage.
Right.
What would be the highest on base percentage of Soto's season? I think if Judge is behind him, they're both healthy the whole year, he gets that.
Yeah, I mean, in Soto's highest on-base percentage in a full season was 2021. He got on base at a .465 clip.
Oh, and I actually mean on batting average, because he's going to get pitches to hit.
So, yeah, that's where... So, in 2020 doesn't count. In a full season, 2021 was Soto's best season. He had a .313 batting average, a .465 on base. The batting average is a slight outlier for the rest of Soto's career, and I don't know if that's walking more or swing for power more. The last 2 years, and Soto did go to San Diego, which is a new team, new league, and we have to expect that a little bit.
Division.
Same league.
Division, yeah. For the past two seasons, Juan Soto has hit .259 with a .406 on base. Judgy has been .294 with a .417 on base. So, I mean, both of these guys are world-renowned hitters. Soto hasn't really had protection like this. I guess, you know, I know Anthony Rendon has become a meme of himself, but he used to be a pretty high-level piece of protection. But this is one of the best lefty-righty combos that, like, the game's ever seen, if they're both healthy in themselves.
Was Judge getting any protection in 2022?
I think he was at the start of the season. I think that's when Rizzo was balling. Yeah. But then, if you remember, at the end, he started batting leadoff just because the Yankees' offense was so droll.
Yeah, yeah. Pitch to me.
Pitch to me. Please, please, please.
Man, hopefully they just beat up on relievers.
And starters.
Yeah, but specifically, like, righty-lefty, the 1-2 right. punch of that. Okay, what do you want? You want to bring in your lefty to face Soto, because then three-pitch minimum, he's going to have to face Judge. You want to bring in your righty to get Judge out? Well, you got to do it fast because Soto's in front of him. You know, like, that excites me.
Yeah.
Having a pitcher just stare down that.
And Aaron Judge last year, he had a 1.05 OPS versus lefties. He had a 1.01 OPS versus righties. So, Judge just wants you to throw it up there. And if you give him a runner on base, I mean, going back to 2022, during the home run year, if Judge had a runner on first, it was like lean forward. Like, it was unbelievable that they got a guy on for him. So that's a little bit of the Yankees' fault that year at the end of the season. But when there was someone on and they had to pitch to Judge, it was like, you're screwed. And if him and Soto both feel that way, even together at different times this season. Sheesh.
Be fun. Back to back, maybe? They hit homers back to back? No.
Be nice.
Ideal world, Soto has the most runs he's ever scored. Judge has the most RBIs he's ever scored. Mm. It goes down in the record books as the best 1-2 punch of hitters in a lineup with that lefty righty right there. Mm. It's beautiful. And then, just be healthy. Stay healthy. Don't run into any walls. Don't hurt your oblique, your abs. That'd be great.
What do we need?
A handshake.
What do we need to see out of Judge? Nothing.
No, you. I mean, you want me to, like? I can look at his deep dive analytics and see if there's anything that we need to improve besides games played.
He played a little better on the road last year than home, so I'd like, you know.
Okay. I mean, 2022, he feasted on breaking balls. 2023, he had a good slugging on breaking balls, but the batting average wasn't the same. He had a .709 slugging versus breaking balls in 2022 when he broke the AL home run record. Mm. But this is interesting. Expected slugging of .680. So he outperformed his expected numbers. Last year, in his limited time, he had a .460 slugging against breaking balls, which isn't bad. It's still good. But he had an expected of .594, so he went below. So let's just meet whatever it is now.
Okay.
Changeups have fooled him. And I don't know if he's forgotten that, been like, I don't care about that.
Sure.
If I can handle fastballs and breaking balls, I'm great. If you do see a pitcher with a nice splitter or like they're a changeup first pitcher, how many righties out there? John Means came to mind. Lefty. No, I know. That's why I'm saying he doesn't count. How many righties are there that are changeup first pitchers? I don't have any that pop into my head. Besides splitter pitchers. But that would be an area if you're asking. I don't think I'm asking. I don't care.
I don't think
the others, you're fine.
We just want them out there.
Yeah.
We just want them out there. I mean, anything from Captain Judge? Like, is there any off the field? We're always asking for more personality, but he's pretty locked into the Yankee way PR-wise.
Yeah. No, I feel pretty happy with him, I guess.
Yeah.
best prove it season in the history of baseball. And now just do it again. Prove it again.
Do you want... we've talked about this a little bit. Do you want end of games, Trent Grisham's on the bench?
Judge goes to right.
Do you... I guess if you were the manager, would it always be Judge goes to right, Soto goes to the bench? Would you try to get some rest, like 3 innings of rest for Judge when you can?
Unfortunately, what it needs to be is Judge goes to left, Soto stays in right, Trent Grisham goes to center, but they're probably not going to do that
right,
because they need to put Judge in left. Like leaving Verdugo's in a close game.
Can't predict Judge going to left until they do it.
Yeah.
I know, but yeah. That's what it should be. I'm interested to see what they
okay.
do. I'm guessing they don't do it that much. I'm guessing, can you take Soto's bat out? If he's not coming up, not in the next five batters, then Soto's bat's going to come out.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. If it's the eighth inning and they just hit and you're up.
They've done some funky, like Chris Carter played right field at the end of games sometimes.
Right. We don't need that on this.
People don't remember that.
We don't need that. What we do need is to go to the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's time for fans to head to the ballpark. We hope we see you there. And root for the home team as the baseball season gets underway. And right now with the DraftKings Sportsbook, new customers who bet $5 will get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Don't forget to use our code YANKS. Stay in on the action and use your $150 in bonus bets on DraftKings same game parlays for a shot at even bigger payouts. And if it's not available in your state yet, they still have their daily fantasy over at DraftKings with shots to win cash prizes. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code YANKS. Bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code YANKS only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Devin Williams, a righty that throws a righty to righty changeup. Tommy Canley, but he's on the team. Googled it.
Devin Williams is out till like midseason.
So we're fine there.
He's on the National
Tommy
League.
Canley's on the team. Nice. Logan Webb.
Grayson Rodriguez throws a nice right on right change.
Okay.
So
I like
watch
that.
Watch out for that.
Giolito, he's out.
Out.
Kyle Hendricks, Kodai Senga, Michael Wacha. Be on the lookout. Not that many, man. A lot of guys are out. Luke Weaver's on this list.
Weaver.
Grayson, 8.7%. Right on right change. But it's not that much, yeah. Tommy Canley's the highest, 35%. Then Devin Williams, 30. Then Trevor Richards.
Your guy.
Yeah, so we're fine.
You got that random video of Judgy?
I do, and we set it up so we can show it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Please, random please, video. Please pop up. Wow. In Houston.
Good take.
Great take on a 2-2 pitch. Wow. Let's watch again. Garcia wanted him to chase, get the strikeout to lead off the game.
Nope.
I bet he goes on to fucking hit a homer.
Probably.
That was 2022. Great job, Judge. Projections?
Aaron Judge is projected this year. 283 batting average, 392 on base, a 986 OPS, 37 home runs.
Same as last year?
And that comes in at an 85% reliability.
Well, so I want him to hit more than last year.
The numbers are high. They have the play. They have the at-bats at 417, so they have... They have the at-bats pretty low.
I don't like that.
Yeah, they're playing a little scared.
Went on to strike him out.
Think he's running into
pitch.
A wall?
Damn. But hell of a take. I don't like that. But that's harsh.
Right.
Because those are some good numbers. So is it games played that we care about the most?
More or less, right?
What do they have? 499 plate appearances? divided by 4.5 is
499 plate appearances.
Is like 110 games around.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too far off from his last year's stats.
Yeah.
Which we need more games than that.
I'd like more games. The slash line looks pretty. I like that. Be the first time his slugging dips into the fives since 2022, since turning 30.
The games have to, well, obviously healthy into October, but 130, you know, that kind of gives you one IL stint and a couple rest days along the way.
Yeah, 145.
Right.
If he's healthy.
Right.
If he's healthy and it's just rest, I think it's like 145.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Higher.
It's like every what other was, week.
Did he hit the IL in 2021?
2021, I forget if he hit the IL. He got 148 games.
He had, I think he had a COVID 10-dayer, and that was it.
And then 2022, he played 157, chasing the record.
Damn. Looks like two IL stints in 23 IL stints in 2021. That's crazy. Ooh. So he played every time he wasn't hurt? It says for April 7th, side. June 13th, back. July 16th, COVID.
Oh.
And to get the 148 games.
You just get lucky games, with those coinciding with off days.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you know there were days they sat them. It's the Yankees.
Was that 2021?
21.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, April 6th, April 10th, he sat out. So he probably didn't go on the IL.
Okay, just, so they just listed as an injury.
Just
there.
Every time he got banged up.
And then the next one was
sat out a series.
June 13th.
Yeah, I mean, he played the 12th and the 15th, so.
Okay, Fox Sports injury update
you gotta
website.
You got to be careful with Fox Sports injury update website.
That's always just not that. Enough. That's not that. Enough info. Don't like you. So, play games, be good. You're the captain. Yanks win. Have fun with Soto. Do they need a nickname?
Terrorize pitchers.
Juan Judge?
Waj, that doesn't work.
Aaron Soto.
Saj.
What are their numbers?
22 and 99.
Okay, something there.
Do doubles. The doubles. Volpe leads off.
Juan Ron. Let's get Juan Ron every Juan time Ron. They come up to the plate.
Where's the Ron coming from?
Aaron.
Let us know in the comments. Leader of the leader is Juan.
Every
Juan,
time they Aaron, come up,
right now we've just got Juan Ron.
Aaron, Warren. Sounds like Will Warren. That's a doozy.
Let's get Juan Ron.
Juan Ron. That's how much they're guaranteed to drive in.
Joe's McFly. Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye, Warren.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.